This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Pre-intermediate level. Paper EE116. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
What time does the film start this evening? Is it 7:15?
No, it's Saturday. The early film starts at 7 o'clock on Saturdays. The later one is Monday to Friday.
OK, I'll meet you at 7:15.
B.
What colour is the new kitchen? Is it colourful or plain white?
Well, I wanted to paint it blue and my husband wanted green.
I thought yellow was your favourite colour.
We had yellow last time. In the end, we agree that blue was best. C.
What does Jan need to buy at the shop? Have we got everything to make Zoe's birthday cake?
We've got flour and sugar, but we haven't got any chocolate.
OK, I'll tell Jan to get some. What about butter?
I bought some yesterday. D.
What date is the next football match?
They wanted to play it on March the 13th, but the other team couldn't come then. So now the next match is on March the 15th.
Oh, that's good. I need some practice. I haven't played since the 3rd of March.
E.
Which course is Mia going to do at college this year?
She wanted to do dancing again, but she's hurt her foot, so she's chosen painting.
Why doesn't she do singing with me? She's done painting before.
She hates singing and acting. She'd never do that. F.
What did Ted and Jane buy at the camping shop?
They saw a really good table. It comes with 2 chairs.
But they've got 4 chairs. They don't need more.
Exactly. So, in the end, they just got a cheap table without any chairs.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
What time does the film start this evening? Is it 7:15?
No, it's Saturday. The early film starts at 7 o'clock on Saturdays. The later one is Monday to Friday.
OK, I'll meet you at 7:15.
B.
What colour is the new kitchen? Is it colourful or plain white?
Well, I wanted to paint it blue, and my husband wanted green.
I thought yellow was your favourite colour.
We had yellow last time. In the end, we agree that blue was best. C.
What does Jan need to buy at the shop? Have we got everything to make Zoe's birthday cake?
We've got flour and sugar, but we haven't got any chocolate.
OK, I'll tell Jan to get some. What about butter?
I bought some yesterday. D.
What date is the next football match?
They wanted to play it on March the 13th, but the other team couldn't come then. So now the next match is on March the 15th.
Oh, that's good. I need some practice. I haven't played since the 3rd of March.
E.
Which course is Mia going to do at college this year?
She wanted to do dancing again, but she's hurt her foot, so she's chosen painting.
Why doesn't she do singing with me? She's done painting before.
She hates singing and acting. She'd never do that. F.
What did Ted and Jane buy at the camping shop?
They saw a really good table. It comes with two chairs.
But they've got four chairs. They don't need more.
Exactly. So, in the end, they just got a cheap table without any chairs.
Now listen to the second part of the test.
Section L2. Listen to the passage and write the missing words in the spaces given. Remember that in three of the spaces there are two missing words.
Oprah Winfrey was born into a very poor family in Mississippi in 1954. She grew up with her grandmother on a farm without a proper bathroom or kitchen. Life was hard, but Oprah was a clever girl and good at school. While she was a teenager, she won a school competition and used the prize money to pay for her university education. In 1971, Oprah won first prize in a beauty contest and, during her interview, said that she wanted to become a radio presenter. She was immediately offered a job as a newsreader on the local radio station. At that time, she was still studying at university. Soon after that, Oprah got a call from a television station in Nashville. Her television career was starting. By 1976, she had her own talk show and became one of the most famous people in America. Every day, over 10 million people watched her show. Her career has lasted for 40 years. She has been given a medal by President Obama and is one of the richest women in America.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
Oprah Winfrey was born into a very poor family in Mississippi in 1954. She grew up with her grandmother on a farm without a proper bathroom or kitchen. Life was hard, but Oprah was a clever girl and good at school. While she was a teenager, she won a school competition and used the prize money to pay for her university education. In 1971, Oprah won first prize in a beauty contest and, during her interview, said that she wanted to become a radio presenter. She was immediately offered a job as a newsreader on the local radio station. At that time, she was still studying at university. Soon after that, Oprah got a call from a television station in Nashville. Her television career was starting. By 1976, she had her own talk show and became one of the most famous people in America. Every day, over 10 million people watched her show. Her career has lasted for 40 years. She has been given a medal by President Obama and is one of the richest women in America.
Now listen to the third part of the test.
Section L3. Listen to this passage about Daniel Bent and decide if the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick next to the correct answer. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Daniel Bent was born in Derbyshire, England, in 1979. He is now a teacher in London, but he is famous for being an adventurer. In his free time, he rides his bike around the world and raises money for charity. Daniel rode a bicycle for the first time on his fourth birthday in 1983. That afternoon, he cycled down the steps outside his home. He fell and hurt his knee, but he jumped back on and cycled down the road. He loved it. When Daniel was 11, his teacher asked his class what job they wanted to do. Some said doctor or footballer. Daniel said he wanted to cycle round the world. Everyone laughed. 20 years later, just after his 30th birthday, Daniel cycled 9,000 miles to India. He travelled on his own. He carried everything he needed on his bike, which he calls Shirley. On the journey, he was chased by wild dogs. It rained more than he expected, And sometimes roads in India were washed away. His worst experience was in Bandipore Wildlife Park. His bicycle frightened some elephants, and they started running towards him. Daniel cycled as fast as he could. He had a very lucky escape.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Daniel Bent was born in Derbyshire, England, in 1979. He is now a teacher in London, but he is famous for being an adventurer. In his free time, he rides his bike around the world and raises money for charity. Daniel rode a bicycle for the first time on his fourth birthday in 1983. That afternoon, he cycled down the steps outside his home. He fell and hurt his knee, but he jumped back on and cycled down the road. He loved it. When Daniel was 11, his teacher asked his class what job they wanted to do. Some said doctor or footballer. Daniel said he wanted to cycle round the world. Everyone laughed. 20 years later, just after his 30th birthday, Daniel cycled 9,000 miles to India. He travelled on his own. He carried everything he needed on his bike, which he calls Shirley. On the journey, he was chased by wild dogs. It rained more than he expected, and sometimes roads in India were washed away. His worst experience was in Bandipore Wildlife Park. His bicycle frightened some elephants, and they started running towards him. Daniel cycled as fast as he could. He had a very lucky escape.
That is the end of the listening test. You now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.